This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Most have probably heard of Teflon, right? The miraculous nonstick coating on pots and pans. But in the past couple of decades, it's become clear that some of the chemicals used to make Teflon are risky. They're linked to cancer, and they can, as toxic chemicals tend to do, leak from manufacturing plants into the local water supply. So now, one of the many big questions is whose job it is to clean things up. Marketplace's Scott Song reports from southern New Jersey, the birthplace of Teflon.
New Jersey pharmacist Robin Andrews has a husband, one son, several huskies. She's in her late 50s and has lived her whole life next to a giant chemical plant run by DuPont along the Delaware River. 2 years ago, she says, her life changed.
Went out to the mailbox and there was a letter from an engineering firm. And it explained to us that they suspected there was a possibility our water contained hazardous substances.
Toxins in the well water that Andrews, her family, her animals had been drinking for decades.
They did say it was the Teflon-related chemicals.
Teflon chemicals are a family of compounds used to make pans that don't stick and rain jackets and waterproof shoes. They go by names like PFOA and PFOS. Now the compounds are linked to certain cancers and a thyroid disease that Robin Andrews has.
There's been a long history of problems running jokes about DuPont disease, but I don't think anybody had any idea this was happening to the extent that it is.
Andrews grew up next to DuPont's historic Chambers Works plant. By one estimate, it could cost $1 billion to find, remove, and filter out all the Teflon chemicals the plant helps send into the soil and the water. But many residents fear that corporate maneuvering could mean no cleanup money.
Nothing sticks to Teflon. I say nothing sticks to Teflon.
Teflon, as described in this old DuPont ad, was invented in 1938 at Chambers Works.
Here is a commercial bakery bread tin. It has baked 1,258 loaves of bread, and it's never had a drop of grease in it.
DuPont invented lots of big things at Chambers Works, says Kenneth Brown, mayor of nearby Carneys Point Township.
It started with gunpowder back in the early 1900s. During World War II, they were part of the Manhattan Project, which was the atomic bombs. They also invented nylon down here. They also invented Kevlar.
All this production creates waste. At a busy street across from the plant, I meet attorney Al Telsey, who represents Carneys Point, in a suit against DuPont.
The wastewater carrying that hazardous waste was run through earthen ditches that provided no protection against seepage into the groundwater. So that's where it all is now, in the groundwater.
By law, companies have to clean up their waste. But here's where the corporate maneuvering comes in. 4 years ago, DuPont created a new company.
Hello, my name is Mark Vergnano. I'm proud to be the CEO of Chemours.
Chemours was spun off from DuPont, as they say on Wall Street. Chemours says it inherited just a few assets and what turned out to be most of the pricey environmental responsibilities. Law professor Marie Riley teaches at Penn State.
At least from Chemours' perspective, DuPont saw Chemours as kind of a parking lot for environmental liability.
Much of this dispute was private, but now it is in the open. In a confidential lawsuit that was just unsealed, Chemours argued DuPont spectacularly lowballed the cleanup liabilities dumped onto Chemours. So, did DuPont create this company to take the fall? Local resident Catherine Smalley says the community won't allow it.
We are now saying, no, you're not going to ruin the next generation because you jumped ship and left this mess here for us.
In the lawsuit, Chemours says DuPont should do the cleanup. We called DuPont, and it stated that it created Chemours in a standard way. DuPont has spent $8 million on water filters and cash for residents. Chemours, for its part, is doing some cleanup too, but says its lawsuit is in the best interest of all Chemours stakeholders. All this corporate infighting makes John Bebo on the Carneys Point Planning Board furious.
I think it's a big stall tactic to just create more documents, more legal filings, and just keep pushing and kicking the can down the road.
So the people in these Teflon towns remain unsure if the full environmental responsibility for either company will actually stick. In Salem County, New Jersey, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.